The shooter's father has been quoted. He's described his son as becoming angry when he saw two men kissing. As I say, that it is easy at this stage to make connections with this being a terrorist attack. Details are still emerging. LBC does not shy away from these sorts of stories, even though at the moment, as we say, details are still emerging from the US. We do know that this man was known to the police for a crime unrelated to terrorism. He seems at the moment to fit the profile of a petty criminal who occasionally will turn to terrorist attacks. As we say, at the moment, we don't know for sure if this man had any links to any terrorist organisations. What we do know is that he chose to carry out this horrific attack on a gay nightclub. His own father has said that his son became angry. Omar Mateen, he became angry when he saw two men kissing. And US Congressman Alan Grayson has said it is no coincidence that the attack happened in a gay club. Here's a statement of an eyewitness. And I must warn you, this is very distressing. It's also of a mother desperately looking for her son.
Dance to the music and you hear a bang, bang. So, you know, you just think it's the music. So it's just the bass. But really, it's just like not even, I don't know, 150 feet in front of you. Literally, there's people being shot down. You could see him. The person next to me was shot. I didn't know if what I got was blood on my own blood or somebody else's. And when I got out of the bar, it wasn't my blood. It was other people's.
Tell me where my son is. If he's been shot, if he's dead, no one knows. But they told me there are fatalities. Texted him, called him, and he's not answering the phone. But he was sitting right next to his boyfriend, and his boyfriend definitely was shot with multiple gunshots.
Of course, that was the reaction of one mother as she was looking for her son who was inside that nightclub. It is so distressing. These were just young people going out for the evening. This gunman, as far as we know, was working on his own at the time, opened fire in the nightclub. 50 are dead. That number is expected to rise. 53 people are also known to be injured. I'm going to talk now to Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent. Hi, Simon.
Hello, Beverly.
Hello. Can you bring us the latest?
Well, we're learning a lot more, and I think we'll hear a lot more during the course of this hour, because President Obama will be addressing reporters at the White House after this shooting in Orlando. He'll be speaking in about 20 minutes' time. Over the course of the last hour or so, multiple members of Congress have claimed that the intelligence committees up on Capitol Hill have been told that the perpetrator of this attack, in some fashion, at some point, pledged allegiance to Islamic State, to the so-called Islamic State group, against which the United States, of course, is locked in battle. It is also being reported here that his ex-wife is claiming that he was very abusive and violent towards her at home. As you have said, the father of the gunman, Omar Mateen, says that he does not believe this attack was religiously motivated, but he believes it was caused by a very violent response, an angry response that his son had to witnessing two men kissing in public in close proximity to some children in Miami a couple of months ago. So we're beginning to learn more about the profile of Omar Mateen, the man believed responsible for all of this. He's an American citizen of Afghan descent. And of course, this issue of whether he was in some fashion inspired by Islamic fundamentalism is of enormous interest to investigators in Orlando, but also of enormous interest to politicians on the campaign trail here in the United States. And I think there's no question that this attack is going to become a very vivid piece of political rhetoric in the days ahead. But let's just focus briefly on the situation in Orlando itself. At least 50 people killed, 53 people in hospital suffering from from gunshot wounds. The authorities in Orlando say that they fear that the death toll may rise because of the severity of the wounds that are being treated in area hospitals. The Foreign Office in London is in touch with the authorities in Florida to try and determine whether any British nationals were involved in all of this. Let's remember that Orlando is, of course, a big holiday destination for many from Britain, so it's not inconceivable that British nationals would have been caught up in this dreadful act. And one of the big questions that I think everyone's waiting to understand the answer to is how this could have gone on for so long. It was fully 3 hours from 2 o'clock in the morning when the shooting incident began to 5 o'clock in the morning when police in Orlando finally killed the gunman using percussive stun grenades and other weapons to draw his attention away and then kill him. During that 3 hour period, they say they were treating this as a hostage situation. Presumably, they're going to want to explain exactly how they handled that crisis during that 3 hour period, but a very, very lengthy period, and quite possible that police during that time were in some fashion communicating with the gunman, because from the very moment that they first started briefing reporters a few hours ago, the FBI said they had reason to believe that this was an act of terrorism and that the perpetrator had possible leanings towards Islamic fundamentalism. So I think that is, at this point, centre stage in the investigation.
OK, thank you very much. That was Simon Marks there, LBC's US correspondent. As Simon said, President Obama will be speaking to the world in about 20 minutes' time. He'll be making a statement to his country. We will, of course, bring you that as well.